ॐ सघनाववतु सघनौ भुनक्तु सघवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। वीचानन्ययोगेन भक्तिरौ व्यभिचारिणि विविक्तदेशसेवित्वम् अरतिर्जनसंसदि विविक्तदेशसेवित्वम् अरतिः जनसंसदि। Subhashyakara writes here, Mahi Chananya Yogena, quickly read it, we already discussed and heard from Swamiji. Mahi cha Ishvare Ananya Yogena Apratak Samadhina. So, Apratak as Nityam, continuously. So, what is, on what understanding? Na anyaha bhagavata vasudevat paraha asti. So, bhagavataha anyaha vasudevat paraha nasti. It's not that Bhashyakara is fanatic to say that, other than the Vasudeva, but here the Ishvara is being established. Because you can say, other than the Krishna or Isha, there is nothing, but Ishvara will be the safest word. So, na anyaha vasudevat bhagavataha paraha asti. There is no another Ishvara, that's all it is. I mean, we cannot have many Ishvaras and get confused. Because Shastra talks about the non-duality. Ekam, Nityam, Mimalam, Achalam, Sarva, the Sakshibhutam. That's the one. That's the word. It's talked in general. It's not that still Sadhaka has discovered this. Because when we talk about the sadhana, means sadhana is necessary for the sadhaka. Okay. Astiyataha sa eva na gatihi. Gatihi means what? Moksha is called gatihi. In Sanskrit, gatihi is what? Moksha. One gatihi is destination. What is the ultimate destination of everybody? Ultimate destination of everybody is mokshaha. Anyway, sa eva na gatihi iti evam nishchita. This is nishchita. Dhradajnanam. What is dhradajnanam? In the process of knowing the self, there are many challenges at different levels. My own mind put across certain questions. People around me throw few questions. There are so many books, they create confusion. Not create confusion, they say that's Neo-Vedanta. All you have been studying is traditional Vedanta. So I am giving you Neo-Vedanta. So, all these things are there. When you go outside the world, what outside, anywhere, inside the world also. So my own mind, my own emotion patterns, so many things are there. So dhradajnanam. So nishchita avyabhicharani buddhihi. Here, nishchita avyabhicharana buddhi is talking about the bhakti, but I am adding the knowledge that is not replaced, not misunderstood, not given up at any time because of any other problems. So what is the test of the knowledge? The test of the knowledge is mahata dukkhena api na vichalyate. That is the test of knowledge. It's one thing, very nice to discuss, but how I apply, again, I'm using the word application, which is not used in our parlance. So what is the test of the knowledge? Test of the knowledge means how much I have really understood and imbibed? The words of knowledge, the words of Shastra are just mere words for me, or they are me? So that has to be discovered. But in outside world, what would be the highest challenge? There are many dukkhas are there. Small dukkhas can be dealt with help of our own resources, with help of people, with help of friends. But there are some of the dukkhas, some of the sadness. No matter how much people help us around, we will not reconcile with that problem. So Bhagavad Gita gives one, mahata dukkhe napi na vichalyate. He is not disturbed. He is not perturbed. He is not questioning his own knowledge, what he has studied, what he has understood. That is called dhradhyanam. So that is all of our test. The test of a time. The mahata dukkhenapi na vichalyate. So here, nishchita. That is the nishchita. Pujya Swamiji writes in the commentary, purushartha nirnaya. And there is no vichalya buddhi there. Because buddhi can be disturbed by anybody. If my mind is weak, if my understanding is incomplete, anybody can sell any ideas. But here, it is so firm, no one can take away that you have understood. Neither your challenges, nor your problems, anything that you think that this is the worst that can happen to the human being. But it doesn't mean that you stay with yourself, you do what is to be done, Swamiji says, you do what is to be done. Even after doing so much, if that is not enough, you cannot help, you cannot sit and cry. So, it's not that you are keeping quiet with what's happening in front of you. If there is something wrong going on, and if you have resources to fix it, you do it. But beyond that, one cannot stretch oneself. Because of the outside situation, extraneous thing, you cannot keep questioning what you understood. Oh, I have studied Vedanta, there is so much of terrorism happening there, so much problem is happening, this and that. They'll all happen, Pujya Swamiji says, do what is to be done for that. If you have more time, go and help people, educate people. If you have money, give it to them, give it to the poor people. Do whatever maximum you can do, but don't give the excuse that, oh, I have studied so much, it doesn't come to my help. Please don't say that, because this is core of personality. That's the Vedanta, what we are talking about. So you will not get agitated by anything. You will not get disturbed. That is called dhradhyanam. Okay. Avyabhicharani buddhihi ananya yoga tena bhajanam bhaktihi na vyabhicharani shila avyabhicharani. Sacha jnanam. Here, that is called sa. Why sa goes with the avyabhacharani? Kastrilinga is not a jnanam. So, sacha jnanam. We already discussed. Bhashyakara introduces this sadhana as the jnanam. So, every place he is making it very clear. Sacha jnanam. Jnanam is knowledge. But knowledge is not unfolded as in the ultimate sense. You have to know this. Sadhana, you have to know and you have to cultivate if we don't have. Is that enough? He talked so many values. Amanittum, madambittum, ahimsa, akshantihi, arjavam, acharya upasanam, shaucham, atma vinigraha. Indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankarah. Enumerated. I have numbered it. By the time we reach to the next loka, if at all we do, I think if mathematically I am correct, we end up about 24, I think. Oh, so many values we are supposed to develop. We thought that it's very simple because jnanam is saralam. Saralam means iti ati sulabham. It is supposed to be a very simple affair. Swamiji says somewhere, moksha is relaxed affair. So take it easy. That's what we have been asked to do. And in the process, suddenly you introduce that these are the 22 values. How it is possible to do it? I'm sure you remember the example that Swamiji gives. It's like a noodle. When you take it noodle, what do you call it? It's not that one strand comes with it. There are many things come with it. So they're all interconnected. How they are interconnected, we'll see. Or we can discuss in brief. When you say, I love someone, can you say, I love someone but I have no concern for that person? Person whom you love, you should have concern, correct? When there is a concern, there is a love. So whatever goes along with that, they are all covered. But one value is highlighted, there is a love. Similarly, when so many amanitvam, you say, okay, I have amanitvam, since Gita doesn't talk about the adambitvam, I can be a dambhi, no? Amanitvam has to follow adambitvam. It has to follow, oh, I am amanitvam, adambitvam, I can hurt anybody. What's the big deal about it? No, ahimsa. Okay, I can do ahimsa, but I need not have patience for everybody's problems. Nahimsa kshantihi. Well, I can have all that. I need not have to be straightforward because I have got so many virtues. You go and check outside, they don't have even one, I have four. No, arjavam. So they are all interconnected. You cannot say that I will have amanitvam, then all other can be excused. No. Amanitvam, adambitvam, etc. Everything, they go hand in hand. Means, then you say, oh, if I have amanitvam, that I will have everything, that you have to see. If I have amanitvam, then of course, if we understand the definition of amanitvam, adambitvam will not be there. Himsa will not be there. Dambattvam will not be there. Himsa will not be there. Then, kshanti will be there. So and so forth. So, it is not that the one value is highlighted. There are so many things are interconnected. But it has to be told, because human mind is always keep asking questions. Oh, manitvam is told, but Gita doesn't talk. It talks about adambitvam. What about that? So, Bhashyakara, Gita knows, not Mr. Krishna, Ishvara knows this. These are the questions we'll definitely pose. So it is enumerated, amanitvam, adambitvam, ahimsa, kranti, rajyam, acharya, upasana. Then you say, that's all fine, then why should I study Vedanta? I can do it on my own. Shankaracharya said, svatantrena, brahma anvesham na kuryat. May you not conduct inquiry into oneself without taking help of the Shastra. Because you will end up having more problems knowing the self than solving it. So svatantrena, even though panditopi, he adds that word, even though pandita can do shastradnya, it is shastradnya means you take each word and you do the artha, you tell it. Even shastradnyopi, the guru seva or the going to the guru with samatpanihi is all important. Shotriya and Brahmanishta. So he has to be Shotriya. He has to be well heard. Not well heard, he is understood very well. Nyaya, Mimamsa and everything. And Brahmanishta. It's not that all those words are just words for him. Each word is his life, the way of life, if you want to put it that way. So they're all connected. Up to what? Avyabhicharini. Then say, is it not enough? Why Gita has to go on and on and on, so enumerating the values? It recognizes few problematic areas where person really get stuck and don't progress further. The next, the value that he is going to highlight is Vivikta Desha Sevitvam. What is Vivikta Desha Sevitvam? Viviktaha Subhavat or Samskarenava Ashuchadibihi. What is that? Sarpa Vyagra Dibicha Rahitaha. Tattvidanji emphasizes on this point. Try to be with yourself. How to do that? To begin with, talking, socializing. Shastra doesn't say that socializing, talking is wrong. No. It says that the too much of involvement takes away your precious time and it's not allow you to think about yourself, what you are. That's what it says. It doesn't say that don't socialize. But you say socializing creates me problem. It says better you then give it up. But if you say that I can manage all that and still pursue the Atma Dhyanam, it says it is fine. If you can manage in that way. But here, it's a Shastra's responsibility to tell what is required, the next value. Because that becomes hindrance. We talk, I think Swamiji somewhere it explains. Knowing the self is a luxury, in the sense, casually you see that, because you have so many things, so many responsibilities in your life. But it has to become part and parcel of your life. To make that parts and parcel of our life means what? Nirantaram, all the time that I have to think about the self, then I have to reorganize things. So one of the things is here is Vivikta Desha Sevitvam. Vivikta means Ekant Subhavat. One is naturally some places are there, they are quiet. You do not have to do anything there. You just go there. Even some of the places in New York, you go to some museum, see it's a nice piece of art. It gives you some kind of pleasure. Means what? You need not have to artificially rearrange that place to be quiet. That is called Subhavataha. Then Samskarena. If that is not possible, then Samskarena. Samskarena means what? Some Shuddhi is required there. Correct? Suppose you come to the class. If things are thrown away, you don't mind because still this place is considered as very, very auspicious and revered, but you don't mind. But when you come and see the whole place, everything is topsy-turvy, things are thrown all over, and somebody has thrown the bed sheet, and somebody has thrown the pillow, then you feel a little bit disturbed, and you say, hey, this is not our ashram. So that, if that cleaning is necessary, you have to do that. So that is called samskarena. Subhavataha is one, samskarena va ashuchadibihi. Then sarpa vyagradibhi. Sarpa vyagradibhija rahitaha. In the olden days, the sarpa vyagra were all part of our life. They were all our good friends. Sarpa is snake. How can you say sarpa is good friend? You are teaching and any sarpa comes, will you continue to teach this? You are the first one to go away, and then how can you say sarpa, vyagra, they are part of our life, means we are all grown up with that. Especially people are grown up in the villages, etc. Scorpion bite. People who lived in Rishikesh, scorpion bite is very common. You would not believe when scorpion bite happens, what we used to do is just go to Ganges and put your leg or hand wherever it has bitten and you take care of it. And you move on. So here, sarpa vyagradibhicha rahitaha. They are not friendly, but you can take care of them. Vyagra, and how can you take care of Vyagra when Vyagra comes in front of you? Vyagra is what? Like tiger. Tiger comes in front of you, it is scary. So you, when you care for your life, and you can't just be with it and continue to do meditation, it is not possible. So Bhashyakara says, you take care of them. It means what? Try to avoid such places. No, but we have heard in Puranas and all that, people went there and sat, and there was an anthill was there, and there are so many Vyagras were around, and scorpions were around, but still was, the person was undisturbed. You know. Maybe, we don't know, but let us not adopt that, because we are not fully equipped with that. And they were all tapasvis, and they didn't have any problem, and why we should be worried of this sarpa and vyagra? Well, if you have that much of preparedness, take a chance and see what happens. But if not, better to avoid that. So, sarpa vyagradibhicha rahitaha. Then what? Aranya nadipula deva grahadibhi viviktaha desha. So he explains and he suggests what are the places that one can go. So these are the traditional way of explaining to avoid certain things. Very practical. So they don't say that you go where the Vyagra is there, Sarpa is there. It says that please avoid such places. But in modern days, how can we do it? It's not possible. Idea is, you spend time for yourself, some allotted time, whatever allotted time you set it up. It could be morning, it could be afternoon, it could be evening. That is in form of meditation, that's in form of learning, that's in form of listening. That's the way one can look into. Because in olden days it is told as a tapas. You go to Aranya, you do this. But I don't know how far we are able to do that now. So best thing is to do the same thing in different way, so that the vivikta deshitvam has to be experienced. Correct? Even you go somewhere and be unhappy, which happens to be svabhavataha and samskarena, both, everything is arranged for you. You go there, nice mountain, then you go to the room, there's everything is well arranged, but still you are unhappy. So let us not try to do that. The vivikta deshatvam, wherever you are, vivikta deshatvam, whatever is there, if it is possible to do, even it at your home, please do it. It's that the freedom is given to us. Okay. Sometime it is possible to at home also, being with your daily chores, being with your daily work, etc. You are able to maintain certain thing, being away from those things is also recommended. Okay. Aranya nadi puli devagraha divihi viviktaha deshaha. Whatever was available in those days has been given, but now everything is changed now. You can reorganize the way that suits your schedule, that suits your program. But that value has to be developed. The ultimate discussion of this shloka is that value has to be developed. How you develop? This is the way you can develop. But if it can be changed in some way and ultimately brings the same result, you can adopt it. Okay. So, aranya nadi pulina devagrahadibhi vivikta deshaha te sevitum shilam. Shilam means that's one who has that bent of mind to do this. Iti vivikta desha sevi is called vivikta deshi. Vivikta desha is very difficult to do it because we are so much used to relating to people, we are so much used to talking to people, we are so much used to being with people. So, remaining with myself, we are not talking about the jnanam here. Because Jnanam has to ultimately do that job, remaining with myself. We are talking about the just sadhana. You know, whether we can do that in house, all our family members have gone. How much we miss them. How much we really are able to stay without thinking too much about them. It's not that you are not considerate. You are considerate to them, but at the same time, how you deal with yourself. Do you really immensely miss them and feel that, okay, every 10 minutes I have to talk and get in touch with them? Or, yeah, I can talk 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever is there. So that's the way one can develop. All of us are so busy in our life, in our office. We don't really, what you call, see the importance of Vivekta Deshitva. We see that we are fine. Then when the chance has come to us to practice that, it becomes scary for us. So, living alone, no TV, no DVD, nothing, there's nothing. I have to stay with myself. No, I'm not used to it. Staying alone is not possible. I can stay with someone. That is made possible. But staying alone is not possible. This, all of us have this conclusion. Shastra wants us to develop this. If not for the whole day, which is not possible because all of us are connected with each other. And all of us have responsibilities. We have to fulfill that. But within that, he says, find out some slot to enjoy that Vivikta Deshitvam. Vivikta Desha Sevitvam, you have to find a time for that. Vivikta Deshesu Hi, Deshesu Chittam Prasidati. And Prasidati means his Chittam is Prasidati. He is not sad because he is alone. He's happy. Sometimes, hey, I'm happy. My God, I got rid of this person. No. Not that way. Prasidati chittam. If you are a matured person with this knowledge, with the people also, you are happy. Without the people also, you are happy. What is that ultimately? The definition of sita pradnya, atmannevatmana tushtaha sita pradnyastadochate. He is happy in himself. By himself. He doesn't need anyone or he doesn't need any reason to be happy. That's what the Shastra keeps telling us. If you are happy, not because you are connected to someone in this way, you are happy not because you possess this, you are happy because your nature is happiness. Like example is given, sugar candy is sweetness. Not because of any extraneous things. Its true nature is sweetness. So here, remaining oneself happy and discovering that happiness within myself, is it possible? Shastra says it is possible. Oh, it is possible means what? Then, but I don't experience right now. Right now my orientation is to be with people, to talk to people, relate to people, socialize with people, go for parties. It's not that it is condemned or it is to be given up. You downsize them and try to practice this value. What is this? Vivikta Desha Sevitvam. Then what is Vivikta Desha Sevitvam? Chittam Prasidati. That is very important. The Chitta Prasadana should be there. Swamiji says a beautiful sentence. Oh, it is so nice here. Wish there is someone to share this. I'm alone. Wish there is someone to share this. No, if you're alone, that's enjoy that loneliness. It's not loneliness as such. This prasadan because you have got something to dwell upon. Param drishtva nivartate. That's what the Gita it says. How all this will fall off? All this fall off means all my concern, care, worries. All of us have. When you take certain responsibility, we all of us have Though we say live, live one at a time, don't take it easy, don't take it seriously, past is past, future is future. We all say that, but when there is a responsibility tag attached with it, all of us are anxious, all of us are concerned, all of us wants to be safe. In spite of all that, it says, prasidati. Prasidati means person is not perturbed. So, discovering that happiness within oneself is possible through developing this value. What is that? Vivikta desha sevitvam. Then, aratihi. So, what happens? Tataha. Atmadi bhavana vivikte upajayate ataha vivikta desha sevitvam jnanam uchyate. So that word being continued. So that swabhava, that nature, when it becomes your true nature. Correct? As long as we don't do it, it is artificial. Swamiji says that you have to make a deliberate effort first. That deliberate efforts ultimately converts into spontaneous. Vivikta desha sevitvam has to be deliberated first. Means you have to force yourself to do it. Mind doesn't want to do it. Mind says, I'm happy being what I am. I'm happy being around the people. In fact, if I'm alone, I feel scary. I feel alienated. Correct? That's what I feel. But Shastra says, you practice it. So, vivikta upajayatatha vivikta desha sevitvam is jnanam. That is also called jnanam. What is jnanam in this context? We already told you, here it is sadhanam. We have to know this. You have to cultivate this. So, vivikta desha sevitvam. Then, aratihi janasamsadi. Janasamsadi aratihi. Aratihi is aramanam. Aramanam means involvement or engaging. What is that? With whom I have to engage? Jananam prakritanam samskara shunyanam. He is not attacking people. Please don't misunderstand Bhashyakara. He is just pointing out what is really being convenient for the jijnyasu. Okay, who are that? Janasamsadi. One is jananam samuha is janata. Here it is janasamsadi. In janasamsad, samsad means jananam. Who are those janas? Who are those people? See, you have to find right type of people in your life, correct? Starting with a relationship to the outside world. So Shastra, if you want to be in Shastric friendship, Bhajamoindam comes out with a safe shloka. Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam. It's very safe. So our sadhus, you be in touch with sangha or in association with sadhus. So very nice shloka I found out. Sadhunam darshanam punyam. Tirtha bhutahi sadhava. So, how to do this all punya tirtha and pause? Sadhu naam darshanam. If you see sadhu, their darshanam itself is punyam. Means what? The punyam that you are going to get by going to tirtha yatra is possible by seeing mahatma. Oh, that's the one. Tirtha bhutahi sadhava. They themselves are the embodiment of tirtha bhuta. Kalena falate tirtham. All these tirtha yatra, you have to go and do it. Kalena, in time, all the punya will be fructified. It is not the punya will be fructified immediately when you go to the pilgrimage. What is importance of sadhu you are talking? Sadhyaha, sadhu samagamaha. What is that? Sadhya means their teaching liberates you. That is the difference between sadhu and, sadhu, samagama, darshana and going to the pilgrimage. You have to understand again, pilgrimage has its own place, pilgrimage has its own importance. You have to do pilgrimage also if it helps you. But if you are really looking for the real definition of pilgrimage, as a Vedantin student, sadhunam darshanam punyam. That's what it is. So, here, who are jananam? Prakritanam. Bhashyakara says prakritanam. Bhagavan Shankaracharya uses this word here and there, prakritanam. What is prakriti? Prakriti means what? This world. One who belongs to this prakriti. Okay, what is that? Samskara shunyanam. So, he makes a point. He wants to make sure that it is samskara shunyanam. What is samskara shunya? In order to come to this life, some samskara is necessary. Just samskara is, samskara brings you to the right place, right people. But after coming to this place, one has to nourish that samskara. But if one doesn't have such samskara at all, that will not take you to the right place that you are supposed to. So, samskara shunyanam avinitanam samsat samavaya. Here in this context, samavaya is group, not the samavaya that is being talked in the nyaya. Samavaya sambandha is being talked in the nyaya. Here samavaya is in the group. Avinitanam. So, one who has no samskara at all. Samskara means one who is not at all initiated into this. Such people company is not going to help you. So what should I do? Aratihi. You have to do aramanam. Oh, means I should stay away from them. I should not relate to them. I should not talk to them. I should condemn them. No. You know that their contribution, their suggestions, they are not going to nourish my self-inquiry. That's all it is. Other than that, there's nothing. Life has to move on. You have to relate to people whom you want to. You have to talk to people whom you ought to, if it is necessary. But vivitta desha sevitvam, if you would like to do that, then you be qualitative in choosing the people. So that your thought of self-knowledge is properly being nourished in the process. You don't get sidetracked by somebody's opinion. Where are you going now Sunday? Oh, I'm going to Kurukula. What are you listening to that? It's only one statement, correct? You are Tattumasi. Other than that, what is that you're going to do that? You also start questioning, yeah, he's right. I mean, I've been going there and they tell the same thing. Each class, Tattumasi. Few changes they make here and there, and again, what is broad is Tattumasi. Well, if you have understood Tattumasi, I don't say that you should not come back. You can come back, but if you have got that message, yes, you are done with it. But unfortunately, we are not done with it. Ajnanam is so strong, it always makes us to keep the jnanam in the back seat. It always takes lead. Then somewhere Upadesha Sahasri there is mana prakarna is there. Someone asked the question there, how dhada I should have that knowledge you are talking about? The Shishya asks. Shankaracharya replies, when I ask you who are you, without batting your eyelids, you say, I am so and so. Means that I am body, I have no doubt. So how effortlessly you replied, similarly, you should have that much dhrida jnanam in you. When you ask someone, who are you? I am that Satchidananda Atma. It's not that we have to claim board here, I am Satchidananda Atma, not, but that dhrida jnanam is very important. So, If that samskara is not available, so you have to find the place where the samskara vatam. Here it is samskara shunyatam. Here it is samskara vatam. You have to find out avinitanam samsat samavayaha jana samsat avinitanam samsat. So we have to find out where such things are available, where I can nourish my thought of knowing the self. How can I remain with this jnanam all the time? You have to properly associate with people. Means you have to scan through the people. It's not that you are the best to say others are wrong people or anything. You say that his contribution is not helping me as far the self-inquiry is concerned. But outside world, if there is any other worldly matter that person contributes to your life, you please take it. But in this, he says you please try to avoid. Then, if I keep avoiding all these things, then who is my relative, who is my friend, who is my brata? Because I relate to all of them, then aratihi, I can do it. It is very nice, satyam mata. So if you want really, okay, you reorganize your thought in this way. If you feel at that particular time that you have no mata, you have no pita, you have no sakha, you have no bandhu. Okay, satyam mata. What is satyam mata? Truthfulness. May you accept truthfulness as your mother. Oh, pita jnanam, knowing things, as Swami says, clarity of knowledge, clarity, to do right thing at the right time. Okay, pita jnanam, dharmo bhrata, let the dharma be your brother, daya sakha, the compassion is your friend. Then shanti hi patni. Both the way, if your patni happens to be shanti, that is also good. If she is not, then shanti hi is patni. Kshama putraha, your accommodation, that is putraha. Shadyete mama bandhavaha. Correct? Satyam mata pita jnanam dharmo bhrata daya sakha. Shanti patni kshama putraha shaddete mama bandhavaha. So, if when you are practicing aratihi janasamsadi, aramanam, hey, who is my friend, who is my wife, who is my father, you remember all this. It's a beautiful concept which Vidura Niti or Chanakya Niti, this shloka comes. So this is more of keeping ourselves integrated in this. So you are with the flow of Vedanta. Whatever is necessary for Vedanta, you have to do it. It's not demanding. It is required. It's a prerequisite, and you will enjoy all that. Then it is possible to practice aratihi janasamsadi. Aramanam is possible. In the beginning, as I told you, it is deliberation. You have to make effort, and by practicing it constantly, it becomes part of your life. You need not have to think to help out someone. That comes naturally in you. So there is no more deliberate effort is required. Because you are practiced so much, you are with it. So no problem with that. But if I don't have that, one has to cultivate that. Aramanam janasamsadi jananam samavaya janasamsat na samskarvatam vinitanam samsat tasya jnana upakarakatvat. So as we discussed, they are all the jnana upakarakatvat. So Prakrita Janasamsadi is not going to help us. Because you have value for this knowledge. So you have to be very judicial in this thing. Judicial in the sense, just because you have taken up the spiritual life doesn't mean that others should be totally excluded in your life. Others' opinions, other feelings, etc., if they try to misguide you, don't take it. You be firm with what you have decided to do in spiritual life. And because accommodation means that what is convenient to you, that should not be accommodated. You should be able to accommodate it what is not convenient to you. That is the real test of our life. Because what is convenient to me, if you accommodate, there is no big achievement in that. You accommodate something what you have not accepted. You accommodate something what is not being forecasted. Like a weather. Weather they give, but you don't know till last minute what happens. So, accommodation has to be in both the ways. Accommodation, if you do it, even when it is not acceptable to you, then it becomes so natural that you don't see a particular situation to accommodate. Whatever is there, you accommodate. You don't have your own opinion to say that, oh, if this is there, it's fine. If this is not there, it's not fine. You have no labeling of anything. So that is the jnana upakarakatvat. They all help us for the getting jnanam. Then the next one, we'll just see the thing, and Pratik Bodhananji will develop this next one. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnanartha darshanam etad jnanam iti proktam adjnanam yadatonyatha. Two more things. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. For sake of tattva jnanartha darshanam. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. May you know this etad jnanam. Jnana sadhana is already introduced. When he introduced the amanityam, etc., Bhashyakara clearly told there that these are the sadhana, but I am going to use the word as the jnanam. Etad jnanam iti proktam adjnanam yadato anyatha. Others have to be, they considered as the ignorance. I mean, they are not to be taken. What is they are not to be taken? Bhashyakara himself is going to explain. In the last paragraph it is there. What is that adjnanam we are talking about? Are you talking about the spiritual adjnanam? Not knowing the self? Or are you talking about just not knowing the thing? No. Here in this context, adjnanam is, this is viparyena, manitvam, dambitvam, himsa, akshantihi, anarjavam, all those things. They are considered as adjnanam. What is considered jnanam in this context? All these amanitvam, madambitvam, jnana sadhana, but I told sadhana you remember. But along with the sadhana, Bhashyakara wants us to use the word jnanam. That is jnanam. What is adjnanam? We are not talking about the adjnanam of the spiritual ignorance here. Not knowing the self is not being talked. Here it is talked as all the, we don't use the word negative qualities. We say these are the hindrances. What are these? Manitvam, dambitvam, himsa, akshanti. We already discussed how they are not conducive to spiritual life. Okay. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. What is adhyatma? Atmadi vishayam jnanam. Very important. Atmadi vishayam. What is Atmadi vishayam? The subject, the book that highlights the subject matter of oneself. Atmadi vishayam. What is important in one's own life is Atmajnanam. That we not have to tell, because the very fact you are there, that shows that your priority in life is to know the self. But here still it is, what is adhyatma jnana nityatvam? ఆత్మాది విషయం ధ్యానం, అధ్యాత్మ జ్ఞానం, తస్మిన్ నిత్య భావ నిత్యత్వం. అగైన్ కమిట్మెంట్, కమిట్మెంట్ టు వన్స్, కమిట్మెంట్ టు నో వన్ సెల్ఫ్. దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ జిజ్ఞాసుస్ లైఫ్. లైఫ్ స్టార్ట్స్ లైక్ ఎ సింపుల్ ఎన్క్వైరర్. స్వామి సేస్ యూ హ్యాపన్ టు గెట్ ఎ పేపర్ బ్యాగ్. Some swamis, or happens to be Swami Dayananda, then you start reading, then it becomes a jidnyasu. Nyatum icha jidnyasu. It starts like that. Then it is interesting because it talks about all the time. See, if you take other books, suppose you take the books of history, talks about the history. It talks about the, if you see the mathematics books, it talks about the mathematics. But there is no such book which talks about myself. When you open this book, it starts talking, you are beautiful, you are Purnam. No matter what height you have, what weight you have, still you are Purnam. Because everybody creates complexes in us by taking our own thing, and they say that whatever you have, it's all wrong. But when you open the Shastra, it says that Purnamada. Then you say, what you are talking, Purnamidam? Idam, what is this, see this whole world? That's also Purnam. How can you say it is Purnam? There is so much of injustice is going on. There are so many problems are going on. Each one has no understanding in the life. This is a Purnamidam, Purnam. And this again comes from the Purnam. I see all the Apurna in this whole world. You go to any place, so much cheating is going on, so much injustice, there is no faith, there is no trust. And Shastra, irresponsibly says that everything is Purnam. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva. With all this, your confusion is the problem. What alone is there is Purnam. How it is possible? Is it possible? That is Adhyatma Dhyanam. And it talks about Nityam. Then your Atma is full. Atma is free from Jara, Marana, Vyadi, Dukkaha. You are not subject to any problem. You are free from the mortality. You are not born. Even you are not born, you are not going to die. It's not subject to any dahya. You cannot burn. So many Upanishad talk about it. Chidananda Rupa Shivom Shivom. You can go just eat. That's what it talked about. Then take the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vasasi Jiranani Yataha Vihaya. It's just like a body, just like, you know, that's one embodiment from another embodiment, but Atma never dies. That same Atma is called Satyavastu. Satyam Dhyanam Anantam Brahma. So all these Shruti Vakyas are there, and they keep on. There is a Samanvaya. They don't talk differently. They all talk one. So that is called Adhyatma Dhyanam. And what is Adhyatma Dhyanam? Tasmin Nitya Bhavaha. Nitya Bhava is again constantly inquiring about it. That is the Adhyatma Jnana, which is highlighted as important pursuit, one of the pursuits of human being. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Dharma is there, Artha is there, Kama is there. Puja Swamiji says, they all have to become sahakari, means they should become aid to get the moksha. They should not take you away from the moksha. Dharma, Artha, Kama should work, they should work hand in hand. Dharma, even though dharma is nothing but doing, because when you say dharmanchara, We don't say dharmam achara. There is achara is there. Means it is thus, when dharma is told, dharma has to be practiced. When you say goodness, goodness has to be practiced. Satyam vada, dharmanchara, swadhyaya adhyetavya. All the tavya pratyas are there. Tavya means vidhi. Wherever there is a vidhi is there, wherever there is a tavya, like shrotavyam, mantavyam, of course, in that context, the tavya pratyaya is explained in different way. There is no doing there. There is knowing there. But tavya pratyaya always say that there is a vidhi. Vidhi means what? You have to do something. So dharmanchara. Then matrudevo bhava, pitrudevo bhava, acharya devo bhava. All these vakyas are given in Shastra. So this is what is being talked, and Adhyatma Jnanam basically talks about the yourself. And that has to be nourished. Means what? You have to come to the Gurukulam more and more to know more about yourself. Knowing myself puts an end to all our miseries. Nashto mohaha smritir labdhva. Mohaha will not disappear. Moha will not go away, na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena. Only through the tyage naika. What is not just tyage? Amritattvam anashyuhu. All is possible only through the self-knowledge. All other means of knowledge can help you to mitigate, can help you to put an end to them temporarily. But Atmajnanam is one which puts an end to all our sorrows. So, Nashto Moha, and that is there in the form of Moha. And that Moha is because of the ignorance. What is Moha? That this is only three things I have in my life. I, me, myself. So one has to address this problem. How can you address? There is a nyaya. Arkechet madhuvindet kimartham parvatam vrijet. When you are looking for honey, if it is in the immunity, is it the closest place, you will get it. You don't arkechet madhuvindet kimartham parvatam vrijet. You don't say, no, I want to go and get the fresh honey. You say, well, when I have available means to keep myself happy in this world, why not I try them first? Shastra says, yeah, please try. We have no problem. He says, pariksha lokan. You do pariksha of the world. Then karma chitan. Whatever amount of karma you say, do it. But ultimately, they are not going to solve the problem. So what is that? Ramana Maharshi starts with the first shloka in Upadeshara. With limited means, you are not going to, if they don't become the moksha sadhana, they are not helping you. So then you say, well, with the karmas I will try. Shastra itself talks somewhere, bahulyen, not one karma. I will do many karmas. So, you see, when you do one karma, then, you know, that will not fetch any, that will not bring any happiness. Let me do many karmas, keep myself whole day busy, and get that happiness. Na karmana, you try. It doesn't challenge, it says you try. It doesn't say that you try will come back to me. It doesn't say, you please, you want to try? You please try. Na karmana. So this guy started doing whole day busy. At some point time comes, he says, no, I'm worn out now. I don't think I'm able to do the same thing what I was doing before. Oh, one day I used to be in Europe, one day I used to be in France, one day I used to be in America. Now I don't think I'm well, Sharira is one. Why did you do all this? I thought I can keep my family happy. Na karmana. That is cancelled out. I mean, Shastra says, you try and use this. Then you say, well, I think I can have more people around me. They can help me so that I can feel relaxed. Prajaya. So extended, I extended my family. Extended family, I don't say it has any worse problem, it has more responsibilities. So that also down the road is cancelled. Then I say, let me have lots of wealth. I can buy people to help me. Na karmana na prajaya dhanena. Idea is, it is not that the karma is not necessary, prajaya is not necessary, dhana is not necessary. That's not interpreted. Means, please understand, they have own limitation to know the self. That's all it is. If you think that by enlarging them, by extending them, that you are going to make one day Atma happy, that is not possible. That's all it is. It has limited value. They're all, what you call, they're signature edition. They come just once in a time. That's all. Apart from that, then they have no value at all. So, na karmana na prajaya dhanena. Then what I should do? I have everything now. Only tyagena. Tyaga means what? By viraktihi. Not by giving up. Understand that nothing belongs to me. Nobody can give up anything. This is because you can give up something if it belongs to me, correct? If once you have that understanding that everything belongs to Ishvara, there is nothing to be so proud about it that what belongs to me. But within that there is something called Vyavahara Satta. What is Vyavahara Satta? It's transactional reality. In transaction, this is my house, your house, this is boundary. That's all fine. But in heart of heart, what this knowledge brings about, in heart of heart this knowledge brings that, hey, they're all there for you, but they really don't belong to you. You have come empty handed, you will go empty handed. We are not here for somebody has passed away. We are not talking about the unpragmatic thing here, okay? We are talking about the practicality of life. So, it's all given there. Karma Yoga is given. Shastra itself highlights Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. So ultimately it is one goal, whether he is a Karma Yogi or Jnana Yogi. Okay. Karma Yoga, pursue this knowledge through all the responsibilities. And Jnana Yoga, he also pursues the knowledge with less responsibility or completely freed from the responsibility. But there is no shortcut for jnanam, whether he is a karma yogi or jnana yogi. Jnanam becomes common for both of them. How you pursue it is different. Because you are already in the midst of responsibilities, which is considered as papam in the sense, which is not considered as a right to leave everything and run away to Rishikesh. And you can still pursue it. How it is possible? Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. That is possible to tattva jnanartha darshanam. Tattva. Tattva is what? Tattva is means essence. Essence is, what is essence of life? Knowing myself is essence of, all other essences are, they come and go. All essence are flavored essence, correct? They are not real essence. So Upanishad said, raso vaisaha, it called this as a raso. And the tattva jnanam, as we discussed, tattva jnana becomes a means for putting an end to the ignorance. You need not have to handle with each given thing, sorrow, misery. We have to understand why I am sorrowful, why I am angry, why I am losing, why I am not this. You have to find out the mula karanam for that. Because once you try to attend to the byproduct, that the ramification of it, then again it comes back. But in Vedanta Shastra, you are dealing with something which is karana for all your problems. And what is that karana? That karana is represented as, that karana is to the ignorance, and the ignorance, you have to deal with it, not with the ramification of ignorance, like my sorrow, my dukkha, my limitation. Once you tackle the karanam, all the karya will be taken care of. That is called Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. I am sure you will have more chance to discuss this sloka when Pratyak Bodhananji comes next week, that is in February. Thank you so much for coming to this class, and I am sure we will have some occasion to meet again. Thank you very much. I will be not here for 8 weeks, leaving for India, and come back in March. Thank you for coming. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.